This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky urged NATO on Wednesday to send his country a clear signal it can join the military alliance when Russia's war in Ukraine ends, Reuters correspondent Chris Dignam.
Earlier, the head of Ukraine's military intelligence, Kirill Budanov, said that Russians who control the...
Zelensky made the comments at a press conference alongside the presidents from Poland and Lithuania, who made a surprise visit to Kyiv and vowed to do everything they can to ensure that Ukraine becomes a member of NATO as soon as possible. The two visiting leaders also expressed concern over the arrival of Russian mercenary leader Yevgeny Prigozhin in Belarus, where he has gone into exile after leading his Wagner private militia in a stunning but brief mutiny against Moscow. Earlier on Wednesday, Zelensky said in a speech to Parliament on Ukraine's Constitution Day that global leaders should stop thinking about how the Kremlin would react to Ukraine joining NATO and described Russia's leaders as bandits.
Meanwhile, the war in Ukraine remains high on the agenda as European Union leaders meet Thursday and Friday.
Wagner head Yevgeny Prigozhin's uprising last weekend has added a new element of instability for the EU when it comes to the war in Ukraine, with Eastern European countries especially worried about Wagner mercenaries moving to nearby Belarus. The Brussels summit also comes ahead of a key NATO summit in Vilnius next month. Kyiv is pushing for a so-called political invitation to join the transatlantic alliance. EU member Sweden also hopes to join NATO as early as July. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.
Ukraine's counterintelligence service has arrested a man it accuses of helping Russia direct a missile strike at a popular pizza restaurant that killed at least 11 people. This is VOA News. President Joe Biden is talking up economic progress on his watch, but a poll shows that it could be a hard sell to a skeptical public. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
President calls it Bidenomics, building an economy from the middle up and the bottom out.
Bidenomics is about the future.
The past was trickle-down economics. GOP policies, he says, failed the middle class and America.
Good for big business, bad for everybody else.
But while the president laid out his vision in Chicago with the economy as a foundation of his re-election bid, a new AP NORC Center for Public Affairs research poll found just a third of American adults approved of his economic leadership. Even as the economy steadily improved over the past year, the president's approval ratings have barely budged, and many Democrats are unenthused about his handling of the economy. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Human remains have been recovered from the Titan submersible.
The U.S. Coast Guard says it has likely recovered human remains from the wreckage of the Titan submersible. The announcement was made hours after the Coast Guard announced that debris from the submersible had arrived at a port in Newfoundland. The submersible imploded last week, killing all five people on board. Examining the wreckage is a key part of the investigation. The Coast Guard says the presumed remains will be brought to the United States, where medical professionals will conduct a formal analysis. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
French President Emmanuel Macron has described the killing of a 17-year-old delivery driver by police at traffic check inexcusable and called for a thorough investigation. The death in Paris suburb prompted scattered violence overnight, resulting in the arrest of at least 150 people. France's government announced a heightened police presence around Paris and other big cities. Smoky air from Canada's wildfires is shrouding broad swaths of the U.S. from Minnesota to New York and Kentucky. That's led to warnings to stay inside and has exacerbated health risk for people already suffering from industrial pollution. The impacts are particularly hard on poor minority communities that are more likely to live near polluting plants and have higher rates of asthma. Detroit had the worst air quality in the U.S. on Wednesday. The Environmental Protection Agency warned residents of the mostly black city that everyone should stay indoors. Chicago, Indianapolis, Cleveland, Ohio, and Pittsburgh all have very unhealthy air. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.